VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to VoiceTube's Pronunciation Challenge. Hello, VoiceTubers, and welcome to today's Pronunciation Challenge. Are there any chocolate lovers out there? I think chocolate is one of the greatest food that was invented. Chocolate has helped many people go through difficult situations, such as breakups. Well, personally, chocolate is a major healing type of food. For example, today we could be feeling kind of blue, perhaps from work or relationships, and then we eat some chocolate and boom, we're back to normal again. So that got me wondering, I have never really gotten the chance to know where this healing food comes from. If you have the same question as I do, well, you're in luck. In today's video, we will look at the origins of chocolate. So let's get to it. Here's a new chocolatier, taking a more modern approach to Guatemala's chocolate renaissance. 那这个的意思就是说，它是一位创新巧克力商，用更新代化的方式实现的巧克力复兴。 Alright, let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个字呢，就是 process。 那 process 它是有两个音节，里面的 c 呢，我们应该有听得出来，就是一个 soft c。 所以 soft c 我们所以我们的 fine 是发 s 的音，所以那个 s 不是念 k 哦，是念 s， 就变成 process。 Process, okay? Alright, next one is ingredient. 那 ingredient 的话，它是有四个音节，后面的那个 d i e n t 呢，我们是分成两个部分念 d ent, d ent， 听起来会像是这样子 ，ingredient, ingredient. Okay, the next word we have is ancient. 那 ancient 的话是两个音节，但我不知道你有没有听得出来，它的那个 c 的是发 ch 的音哦，虽然不是念 ancient， 或是念 ancient， 它不是 soft c， 它是念 ch， 所以变成 ancient。那前面的 a n 呢，它有点听起来是在发 a i n ain like ain， 所以变成 ancient ancient。 All right， okay， let's get to the vocabulary words. Now the first word we have is modern. 那 modern 的话，它是一个形容词，一个 adjective。 那它的意思就是现代的或新式的。So modern means designed and made using the most recent ideas and methods. So for example, we could say, in this modern world, we have a lot of new technology. 那这个意思就是说，在这个现代的时代，我们有很多新的科技。Alright, the next word we have is approach. 那 approach 的话，它是一个动词。 It's a verb. 它的意思就是靠近或者是接近。 So approach means to come near or nearer to something or someone in space, time, quality, or amount. 那我们比如说我们可以这样子讲，说 My pet dog likes to approach me whenever I have food in my hands. 这个意思就是说，我的小狗会在我手上有食物的时候接近我。 那像我的话，我有一只狗，一只小柯基哦，跟大家分享一下，就是我一只小柯基叫做Bailey。 那它每次就是我一过去拿食物，它就会 like, oh, this food， 就这样子 approach me， 这样子接近我。那没有的食物的话，那大家也知道，狗就是不会理人了。所以我们只要看到食物就会马上过来。Okay, the next word we have is Renaissance. 那 Renaissance 的话，它是一个名词呢。 那它的意思就是复兴。 So Renaissance means a new growth of activity or interest in something, especially art, literature, or music. For example, we could say, the creation of the internet brought about a renaissance in communication. 那这个的意思就是说，互联网的创建带来了通信的复兴。 Alright, that's it for today's episode. Hope you all know where chocolate originated. Can you imagine a world without chocolate? I think the world would become a pretty dark place if we didn't have chocolate to soothe our souls with it. Do you also eat chocolate when you're feeling down? Let me know in the comments below and I'll see you all next time. Peace.